Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. The executive of the University of Cape Town last week released a statement stating the decision to withdraw the invitation that was extended by the UCT Academic Freedom Committee to Mr. Fleming Rose to speak on campus for this year's T.B. Davey Memorial Lecture. The invited speaker, Mr. Fleming Rose, the cultural editor of the Danish magazine Jyllands Posten, in 2005 published a series of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The publication of the cartoons generated extensive debate and controversy globally regarding freedom of speech, blasphemy, and, of course, Islamophobia. It was accompanied by public protests, riots, and even loss of life. And just a quick footnote, Voice of the Cape, we were one of the only people to notice that this cartoon was only noticed about 3 to 4 weeks after it was actually published, and thereby hangs another tale. But the statement does prove to be problematic in all its assumptions. Online is Muhammad Jamil Abdullah, a contributor to the Daily Vox, who've got a piece up on their website about this very issue. Muhammad Jamil Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, it's good to be on the show.
One thing that nobody seems to be noticing the second time round is that this Jyllands Posten cartoon appeared for some time unnoticed, unheralded, until a certain individual in Denmark made a name for himself by screaming to the rafters about the cartoon. Yes, it was offensive, but there was a delayed response to it. Did you pick that up when you wrote the story?
No. I only got wind of the story, as most people did, when it entered the mainstream media. And it kind of rose questions regarding the issues of freedom of speech, which is, I think, why UCT Academic Freedom Committee invited Fleming to host a talk at the TV Davey Memorial Lecture.
Now, all the old scars have been torn right open again. Social media has been going ballistic. Somehow I ended up being stuck in the middle of it without saying anything. But anyway, that's another story. But at the end of the day, what was your take on this whole matter?
So what was interesting to me was the debate about whether the tension between almost free academic speech and how that same academic speech can be used to discriminate and actually lead to the harm of vulnerable communities, especially in the context we're living in now, where Islamophobia is a huge problem, especially in the West. Now, that tension has always been there, and it relates to other things regarding like racism and sexism and what liberty certain people can use when expressing themselves and where the limitations of that should be. That's always been a debate. It gets contested in university spaces almost all the time. But I think what was interesting in this case with UCT was the reasons and justifications for why Max Price and his executive committee took a decision to actually disinvite Fleming to the academic lecture. That was a huge part of it, of why I actually wrote the piece. And maybe I'd be able to elaborate on that further at some point.
Yeah, I mean, please do. I mean, what was the point that you took? I mean, for example, did you think, okay, it's a good thing, a lot of people are saying hooray, Mr. Fleming Rose has been disinvited, he's been banned, and some people are saying, no, it's a bad thing.
So on that view, right, I think it's understandable why people of the Muslim community would be outraged that for the T.B. Davis Memorial Lecture, which is supposed to be about academic freedom and free speech, that they'd invite somebody who's been rampantly accused and who I believe is guilty of Islamophobia. For me, that's a statement that UCT is saying academic freedom entails almost spitting in the face of the Muslim communities that it's supposed to be cherishing. It's a large part of the Cape Town social sphere, and it's very insulting. So on that side, I understand why they want him not to come. But on the other side, I think what UCT did in its reasoning for why they didn't invite him is they cast the Islamic community in Cape Town as, I can even quote it, they said, we believe there's a real danger that among these offended by the cartoon, an element may resort to violence. We are convinced his presence at the time would lead to vehement and possibly violent protests against him and against UCT. Now, I think that's a very, very inflammatory statement, mainly because I don't think the Muslim community within Cape Town has ever displayed a tendency towards political violence. Yes, we might protest and show our disagreement with the fact that UCT did this, But the statement that we go to the extent of harming UCT or Fleming Rhodes himself, I think that plays into caricatures of how people are displaying Muslims as violent, unreasonable, and intolerant people. And it's ironic that UCT would release a statement of these reasons and then at the same time claim that they're doing this in the hopes of not rising tensions. I think that's completely contradictory. What I would have liked, if the Muslim community would have allowed for him to be at the lecture, I would have liked him to debate other prominent Muslim scholars who are also invested in free speech, but also know about Islamophobia, and challenge him on whether his take on what liberty means is actually in line with what our social ideals would want to be in terms of fairness and equality. I think that debate would have been a lot more accepted, and I think it would have given us a chance for the Muslim people themselves to express how we can be for freedom of speech, but at the same time not want ourselves to be discriminated or harmed in the process. I think that's the line he should have taken on this. But it seems that, in fact, actually the academic committee, Academic Freedom Committee, suggested this as an alternative. But Max Price and the executive committee didn't go with that and instead released this blasphemous statement about why they think it's dangerous for anybody who has free speech ideals to actually come to our kind of spaces.
Yeah, this is an important point you make, because my gut feeling would have been to rather have an open platform of discussion and debate, and this very platform itself could have revealed any rift lines, if there were rift lines. It could have revealed the different perceptions, I think, in a very fair, clear-headed and academic fashion, which I should imagine should have been the point of the exercise in the first place.
Exactly. I think it's specifically important for like Muslim individuals who are versed in such topics to actually get this platform. I think in the context we're living in, there's so much fear regarding, okay, what are Muslims really like? I think the recent arrest of those individuals from Gauteng has really, like, at least for me and the people that I know in the Muslim community, it's really shocked us a bit, because in this instance, there's been these people who have been, like, accused of being involved with ISIS and terrorist attacks, and their houses were raided. And I think that's a worry for us, because we know what's happening in the West in terms of how a lot of Muslims are being ostracized. And we're lucky that within SA, we haven't been facing that kind of issue yet. And I think it would be important for us to preempt and make it clear that, listen, this is what our understanding of Islam is and where we stand on this. And we can be in these kind of spaces, represent ourselves fully and with integrity, but at the same time challenge these problematic issues that Fleming is almost a manifestation of.
In fact, what I see in this whole thing is an unintended consequence, I'll call it that. Mm-hmm. And the unintended consequence of an action that I can only presume was taken with you know, the best of intentions, is that it's starting to create the impression that as a community we are going to get violent, which is not, and I repeat, not the characteristic of the South African Muslim community. We are not a violent community. Yeah.
And I think that in my piece, I think that was my chief focus of why I was so outraged about this. Is because before they're giving us a chance to present ourselves, they really painted us in the colors of the national narrative, which is in line with Islamophobia. So I do think that Max Price and his executive committee did us such a disfavor in making this decision and making it so public. And I wonder whether he'd actually consulted like prominent members of the Muslim community, his own staff members. There's a prominent Islamic studies professor, doctor, in fact, Sadia Sheikh, from the Islamic Studies and Feminist Theory Division of UCT. And I wonder whether they spoke to her or any of the other prominent leaders at UCT about like this decision and the wording of how they reasoned it. Because it's so hard-handed. And at the same time, as you've mentioned, I think it's done us a disservice.
In fact, unfortunately, Muhammad, I've got the inside track on that, but I can't talk about it on air because I was told about these things in private. And it's certainly what went on behind the scenes, I would certainly say, was certainly very interesting. And I think I can perhaps reassure you that in the whole mix, I can go as far as that there were Muslim individuals who agree with what we're putting out, is that perhaps a better way of dealing with it would have been to have had more of a debate kind of setup rather than just one speaker addressing an audience.
Yeah, that's what I agree with as well, yes.
That note, Muhammad Jamil Abdallah, we're going to leave it there, contributor to the Daily Vox. Thanks for chatting to us on Voice of the Cape at Drive Time.
Thank you so much. It was good to be on the show.
And we go straight from Muhammad Jamil Abdallah. I do believe that Mr. Francis Peterson, Deputy Vice Chancellor of UCT, is online to comment about this whole Gylands Poston or the issue of Mr. Fleming Rose being the guest speaker at the T.B. Davey Memorial Lecture. Mr. Francis Peterson, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
The person I was talking to previously, I'm going to quickly fill you in on what they said, and I'd like your comment on it. They were saying, and there is this feeling within certain people in the Muslim community that maybe the situation would have been better served by a platform where there could have been a debate. Mr. Fleming Rose, together with maybe one or two theologians, one or two experts, talking about the issue, and by talking about it, exposing the different fault lines, the different viewpoints about it on an academic and fair-minded and fairly balanced platform. What is your response to a suggestion like that?
Well, I first just wanted to say that I just want to start off by saying the comment that the University of Cape Town is fully committed to academic freedom and freedom of speech. So this is quite a complicated issue, and we in fact spent quite a lot of time to get to this specific decision. And amongst others, we did consult leaders within the Muslim community, within the non-Muslim community, so it's not only a Muslim issue, and then also with colleagues at the university in various departments, specifically also the Department of Religious Studies. So the notion of a platform or panel discussion was also on the table. We consider that just to get sort of balanced views from various perspectives. But through our consultations with the various constituencies I just mentioned, we came to the conclusion that that probably would not be a wise decision either.
Okay, there has unfortunately been what I call an unintended consequence, and I'll put it to you like this. The unintended consequence is that there is an implication, and as I say, it wasn't intended, that certain members of the Muslim community would not be able to control themselves, or that generically as a community we could tend to violence when somebody appears on a platform that we might disagree with, which is in reality far from the truth. But the impression has been unintentionally created.
Yeah, I think that obviously is an unintended consequence. It never was the idea to sort of picture the notion that there's a grouping in the Muslim community that can incite violence or can go into violence. And I think we probably just have to make sure that we in our further statements that we make and the further actions that we make, that we show the contrary. When you consult with leaders in the Muslim community, they have been an indication that there could be some of these of these groupings, but not only in the Muslim community, also in other parts of society. And therefore, I think we regret that message has come across, that we depict that there are certain elements in the Muslim community that can go into violence.
And when one sees now the speaker's been cancelled for this year's T.B. Davey Memorial Lecture, are you looking at a replacement speaker, replacement lecture? Because surely, I mean, this has opened up a huge question. Are you going to be looking for somebody who can actually maybe address this position, but perhaps from a less personally involved aspect, perhaps a personality who won't raise hackles as perhaps Mr. Fleming Rose might have?
Yeah, obviously the T.B. Davey Lecture, which is an annual event, isn't being set on the calendar right in the beginning of each year, and that would have been the first part of August. That would mean that it would be too much of pressure to get another speaker to be on the TB Daily Lecture platform. And in any case, it would have to be organized through the Academic Freedom Committee. Due to the fact that we would not have enough time to organize that for this year, we would not have a TB Daily Lecture for 2016, but I'm sure that we will have an appropriate speaker for 2017.
A final question. What has the Academic Freedom Committee said about all of this? Because it was them who mooted the original idea of inviting Fleming Rose to come and speak.
Yeah, I think you probably have seen their public announcement that they sent out over the weekend, I think on last Friday. They obviously aren't very happy. But I just would like to say, when the Academic Freedom invited Fleming Rose in March last year, the conditions on campus was a little bit different. And lots have changed through the Roads Must Fall and Fees Must Fall movement. And I think there is also, to a certain extent, some members of the Academic Freedom Committee that do have a sense of appreciation for the complexity of the issue. But nevertheless, for them, it is clamping down on academic freedom, and we will have to make sure from the academic or the executive perspective that we maintain open lines and open communication with the Academic Freedom Committee and see to what extent we can restore the level of maybe tension that have existed between the Academic Freedom Committee and the executive.
Mr. Francis Peterson, Deputy Vice Chancellor, UCT, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.